Now, let me start with this. There is no day that goes by that we honestly do not see a picture mix of two seemingly identical products. It has become a huge part of social media humor. We send it to each other, it goes viral, and then we laugh. And then tomorrow's edition comes, and yet another dissatisfied buyer. A buyer's worst nightmare would usually turn to a source of momentary humor on internet, and subsequently a barrage of horrible reviews and trolling online for an online business. So people order for dresses, people order for a lot of things, and then when it gets to them, they discover that, Omo, this is not what I ordered now. And you see some people online saying, is your shape? Your shape is the problem. You know, some people even go as far as saying, oh yeah, stand the way she stood. Let's see if it is really the same thing. So, for those of you who might not be too familiar with the phenomenon, you see something on the mega online store. I mean, Black Friday sales are coming up shortly. Or a small Instagram store business, and the photograph that attracts you is usually well lit. Lovely background. Sometimes has a good-looking model wearing it, holding it, or even eating it. You think, oh my God, I have to have that immediately. You place an order, you make payment, and patiently await your delivery. Delivery man shows up, hi, I have a package for you. You open the package, and you can usually tell from first sight that you most likely just threw away money. Sometimes you actually have to wear it before you realize the error in your ways. Now, depending on your personality, temperament, and the cost of purchase, this is either followed with weeping and gnashing of teeth, intense laughter, or pure rage. Like everyone else, these posts, they make me laugh. But underneath the laughter, I wonder, what could have gone wrong? I personally get extra cracked up with the clothing or cake versions of these, because those can go exceptionally wrong. This, however, points to a bigger issue, you know. If you're unable to deliver what you promised in the way it was promised, then the first step is to ensuring great customer experience. Now, the problem usually happens when you now tell the seller or the artisan that you see this thing that you said is what it is. It's not what it is. I mean, this was not what we agreed on. And the seller's reaction or the artisan's reaction afterwards, I don't know which gets people more angrier. Or gets the customer angrier. Is it the fact that the person did not get what they wanted, or the fact that the artisan or the seller defends what was below the customer's expectation? Now, we'll come back to this after this commercial break. Do stay tuned. Us, we are Nigeria Info.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info.
All right, so welcome back to the conversation. We're still talking the what I ordered versus what I got situation. Now, a particular lady is angry. She shared a carpenter's reaction after she complained about the bed he delivered to her. In a viral video, the lady showed a picture of the bed she had asked for and went on to lament about the bed her carpenter delivered to her. She shared a voice note she received from the said carpenter where he said the bed is actually good, but that it is the camera she used in taking the pictures that makes it look bad. I will say that again. He spoke it in Yoruba, so this is the translation. The bed, they're good now. But if you listen to your camera, where you for take snap the picture, now you know bad, now you know capture the thing well. Now, while some people blamed her for not focusing on quality, but rather what is cheap, others opine that it is indeed criminal to charge for something you clearly cannot do well. So if it is that the money that the person is paying you is not enough, you state clearly, I mean, that is what is expected. This thing, oh, is 50,000 naira. Ah, I beg now, do it for me for 20,000. Madam, if you want this particular quality that you have shown me in this picture, ganganga, it's 50,000 naira. The most I can do for you is remove 5,000 naira. Pay me 45,000 naira. Pere, and you will get this one. Gun, 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 gun. And the person will beg, say, okay, with your 20,000 naira, let me see what I can do. If they now do that for you, do you still have the mind? Or do you still have the right to come back and say, ah, what I ordered versus what I got? Oh, I ordered for this. See what the person gave me. That's on one hand. On the other hand, how can you now tell if the person actually knows the work or if the person is just working with what you have said you have to pay? Now, let me shock you. I know a lot of people who claim to be into certain things, but what they do is go online, get videos of other people's work, images of other people's work, and come and post them on their own social media platforms as their work. From hairs to food. Ah, you see those people in the food industry that call themselves caterers and chefs. I have seen a lot of them. And sometimes, because I'm someone who I love food. I love to cook. Eating is the problem. So when I see food, I am things that are new. I want to see them. I want to see the process. And maybe sometime when I'm less busy, I want to try out the recipes. I know I had seen that thing somewhere else. And I know that thing does not belong to this particular person. Place your order now before you hear sold out. And you're using another person's video and another person's image. They call that false advertising. You know, there are several online courses dedicated to encouraging sellers to put their best foot forward. And this can lead to entirely advertising a false image or condition of the brand. There's also the copy and pasting internet pictures, false representation. In this case, it's like selling a black shoe and then going on the internet, typing black shoe in the search engine, and then showing up anything that comes from it. What about overly edited product pictures? They say lighting is everything. Invest in ring light. The angle is the problem. You know, with the right manipulation of both, humans show themselves in the best possible way. And same can be done for product. A little filter here and there and, you know, it is what it is. Then there's the dishonesty of the artisan or the seller. This one is where I have a problem. You know, that ethical and moral issue. Remember what we talked about? I think it was last week. People that are, you know, cheating people up and down. They're not selling you quality and all of those things. Some have morals, some don't. Lack of integrity might lead to turning a shopping site into a scam location. But in the midst of all of this, I'd like to hear from you. What do you think? In most cases of what I ordered versus what I got, do you think it's a case of the customer not paying enough for what they want? Or it is the seller or the artisan that is simply wanting to rip off the customer. Artisans are people that, you know, indulge in all of this handmade stuff, whether it's clothing to carpentry. In the case of this lady, it was a carpenter who told her it is her phone camera. But when I looked at the image, Omo, the two did not look alike. Camera or no camera? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Once again, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. We have the WhatsApp and Telegram number as 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Do well to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call and be be audible so we can hear you. On X again at Nigeria Info PH, and remember Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. A call screener is always on standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. Now you see, I love it when you listen. In fact, for those of you that listen, you are the VIPs of all VIPs. But beyond listening is the fact that we get to interact on the matters that have been brought to the fore. So I would like to hear your voice, fresh voices, fresh takes on any of the messaging platforms. Now I have Nubel from NTA Road. Something tells me Nubel is a first time. I may be wrong, but let's see. Hi Nubel, good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how do you do?
I just want to make my own experience, just to share with every other person.
Okay, go
ahead. I ordered for an upgrade solar inverter system. Yes, for upgrade, so that completely take me off NEPA.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I worked out my bills, I looked at it, I felt it was going to be more beneficial. And then the purpose is of, like, I was going to go for a 20 kVA upgrade system. And the contact told me, I had 5 years warranty on the battery, you know, and then the installation was free, blah, blah, blah. But it cost me something in the range of 9 years. I felt so smart looking at what is going on there now, and then, you know, the plan to increase the local tariff and stuff like that. I got it. It was like maybe 1.5 years ago. My dad said, to this moment, yes, they can initially install it, but a couple of weeks down the line, we blew down the solar panels, almost hit somebody. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
Oh.
And then the problem started. The contract of, we'll do this, if there's any problem, we'll come and fix it. If there's any defect, we'll come and do it. They came, fixed it, the system started malfunctioning. I called them, it took them like 1 month before they responded. And then even when they came, they tried about 8 times. In the process of trying, because my system came with 2 batteries, 210 kVA batteries and 2 inverters. One of the inverters blew because of their defect. When they tried to fix that one, the other inverter blew. The battery blew. So the point I'm making is, the way the things are, because I pay for something, I'm not getting it. And there's nothing I can do. You take it to standard organization, take it to this, they keep turning it off. And if you go to court, wait for 10 years. So, I don't know. In my experience, I just want to share. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to handle it. But I just want people to know, because you both of this public. Thank you very much.
Wow. So, hold on. How much did you spend in total?
About 9 million.
How many million?
Nine million.
And till date, it's not working. You can't use it.
This moment, as I'm speaking with you now, is very defective.
Wow.
As I speak with you now, it's very, very disruptive. The system is also, what is it? It's all I want. It's a system that is supposed to be on my desk all the way.
Wow.
The service is terrible.
Oof. Wow. All right, thank you. So this is an example of how some of these things will come with promises. So yeah, you know the one that shocks me the most is the reviews some of these things come with. I am usually very skeptical ordering things online. Call me someone that has trust issues. I don't care, because I've had my own fair share. I think it was sometime in 2021, I saw a very nice looking wristwatch on one of these online shopping sites. And I said, oh, wow, they were doing, sure, it's Black Friday, they were doing like this. I saw the price. I had to go and research, you know, search to know the original market price of that stuff for them to be selling it for that amount. And they say it's a discount of XYZ. So I saw the wristwatch, I saw the hairdryer, I saw hair stretcher. And I opted for the pay on delivery option solely because I had trust issues. So it arrived at the office here. I went down, picked it up. Everything looked all right from the box. So I initiated payment to the merchant. Long story short, the stretcher is not stretching, the dryer is not dry. It is on, no. If you tell them, does it come on? Yes, it is hot. Does it work? Does it do what a stretcher and a blow dryer is supposed to do? My answer is 5%. For the wristwatch, it came looking all, you know, original and all that. That wristwatch is somewhere. For me, it was a complete ripoff. And you know, some of these online sites will tell you that, well, they do some level of vetting for the people that advertise, because they don't own those things. So whatever you see displayed, someone owns them. Someone pays a percentage to have it on the site. So you cannot necessarily hold this shopping site, as it were, because then you start identifying the merchants who put out the product, and then the process of refund and all of those things, at some point you will get tired. But what about those you come in direct contact with? Mommy Amarachi that says she's a tailor that has been making clothes since 1900, somewhere around Rumosi, that you ask, Mommy Amarachi, can you sew this dress? Mommy Amarachi say, this one a simple something now. She will now look at the picture like this and say, see this side, now applique, then use. This applique. I get up. So she will now ask again, Chinaye, we get silver applique. Chinaye will say, yes, ma. Say, Unwano, this part, na corset. No, na this thing, then they call snatching body. I think we still get corset bone. You say yes. You say, oh yeah, now your money now 20,000. You can collect them in 2 weeks' time. And then you leave the place feeling like, oh my God, I'm gonna slay. Yo, what's up? And then you go back to the shop. And then they say, your clothes don't ready. Oh yeah, enter them, wear them. And then you wear it and you know, you say, you know, say your body no be like that picture where you show me. You know, that picture, the person body, you see, I'm nah. Oh yeah, stand like this, we'll see whether you go come out. Clement from NTA Road, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Thank you. Let me give my reason. After keeping me for 2 minutes with your story, first time callers, can I hear my review? So, Didi. First of all, let me answer your question. You said that if it is the vendor's fault or the buyer's fault. Concerning what you saw and the what you go. It's always the vendor's fault. In this case, customers are always right.
Okay.
Yes, that is because you sell a service, you send a sample. Can you do this? How much will it cost? So that is in the court as a vendor to say, I can do it for this amount based on what you think to me. So the buyer or whoever is patronizing, I've just put everything on your table to say, can you do this? How much will it cost? So if I did not get what I want, how can you blame me for it? Whether you charge me higher or less than, or okay, even you charge me below what I'm requesting for. So it's not the buyer's fault.
Okay.
So having established that, let me also say that we are still coming up as should I say third world nation, I don't know how many years. We've been doing business for years in Nigeria. And before we take it online, now, this same problem you are talking about now, you are addressing now on this show, is not peculiar to the online vendors. It is both online and offline.
Okay.
Because what I got versus what I ordered did not start online. It happens before the online. Now we've been seeing similar and the customer fighting over this is not what I got. This is before online. No. We've been saying that since 1980. So it's not even the online thing. We've been saying, madam, this is not the right I came to buy from you. Or we've been saying that ever since. So what is what I call integrity, what I call, if you promise, deliver as promised.
Okay.
You know, so if you walk into a shop and you see that this thing that you are buying is not what it is, you should be able to tell the company what you are selling, and the person accepts it or repeats, or the person is paying more for it. So I'm not saying it as online, because for me, the business you are patronizing online has a physical location. In other words, if either you walk to the person's online space, or you walk to the person's physical space.
Clement, you know the funny thing? Some of these shops will only display numbers. You cannot tell this is where this person is delivering from. Okay, let me give you an instance. Food, for example. Someone puts out a very wonderful looking menu with some very wonderful looking pictures of some nice looking egusi soup, you know, sweet looking afang soup, tempting looking kizi dodo. What do you used to call that one, Sef? I don't know. And then you say, this food goes sweet, girl. And you ask, how much is a portion? And they tell you. And you order. Some of these online vendors of food may not have physical shops. And even if they do, most of them will cook from their residence. And it's not something they want everybody to know. So what about those people?
Yes, there is what I call buyer's knowledge. As a buyer, you should not be a dummy. You should be well informed. You know, because you are spending your hard-earned money.
Okay.
So before you release $1 from your account, and that personal account, you should be satisfied, like they said, with all these labels down. They will say, do your due diligence. Before $1 goes to your account, and that personal account, you must be satisfied with the information the person has put online. If the person does not have a physical location, that number, are you okay with that small information? Because information that you pay for, I mean, you're not just paying for the product, you are paying for what the person has put for you online. So that means you can easily walk down the road and get that same item the person has put online, then choose to personalize the person online. So do your due diligence.
Have your own
information as a customer before you even release your $1.
All right, then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Clement. A message here says it can be one of many things. One is when you have Alicat budget, but exotic... One is when you have Alicat budget, but exotic tiger expectations. So you see something of a certain price. Say you are too clever to pay such an amount and you fall into the hands of an anti-Ifit Duam artisan. The second is when you don't have the right shape to carry off what you're asking for. I mentioned working with your natural body shape yesterday. It's only when I understood body shapes that I suddenly realized why I've always looked or felt off in certain styles of clothes and lingerie. Even if I am slim. The third possibility is your village demons. Your village demons have packaged frustration for you. So you pay very well, you have the right features, and still end up shedding heavy tears. Anonymous said that in my business, I suggest to customers that product B will not give you the result you're looking for. So go for product D. Whether it's the same price, cheaper or more expensive than product B. Anything they do after that advice will determine whether they are destined to cry tears of joy or tears of pain. So says, hello, good afternoon. Sorry to disturb and take you back. Please, I'd like to follow the company for number that's looking for marketers that you did advert for. Okay. Now let me address this, yeah? If an advert is of utmost importance to you, I would strongly advise that you listen attentively when that advert is being aired. I mean, I don't even know the advert you're talking about, surprisingly. And even if I do, it's not in my place to share the information with you. That's why it's an ad. Okay, me sharing it with you is like doing double ad, and it didn't pay for double ad. So whenever you hear something that is of utmost interest to you, pay attention. Or better still, if you're distracted, There's a way you can, if you use an Android device, I'm sure there's a way you can record the radio station you're listening to, so you can always go back and listen when you're settled. But away from that, we're still talking the what I ordered versus what I got situation. Is it a case of the customer requesting to pay cheaper for the best quality, or the seller or artisan simply wanting to rip off the customer? 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 again 0817 923 0002 and 0817 923 0003. WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809 030 6416. A message on X from Chio's son Dave says, I think that the vendors are usually not sincere in their adverts. A friend showed me a pair of sneakers recently and asked me to guess the price. I looked at the photo and told him 27K. He told me the vendor was advertising 4K. I just told him to forget it. He will most likely cry. Okay, so someone very close to me had ordered a pair of slides. That's what they call them. Slides. Those ones you just put your leg inside and you can just walk about. And it looked really nice on Instagram. Trust me, I saw the image and I'm like, oh, this is nice. So very correct something. Sharp. How much was it going for? He said it was going for about 13,000. It was coming from Lagos. Plus delivery fee. Then it took forever to arrive. When the thing eventually arrived, he said, the thing has arrived. I said, ah, glory be to God. Then I saw it and I said, how much is this thing again? So they say 13,000 plus delivery fee, everything I spent around 17,000 or so. And I said, this thing no reach 5,000. Okay, pata, let's assume, okay, because the picture don't fine. Let's say 7,000. It did not have weight, nothing. There was nothing making it worth 13,000 naira. But hey, the person invested in good light, you know, and they invest in a very good place. The person probably invested in a very good phone with a good camera, probably with a good Samsung phone or a very nice looking iPhone. You can all take that kind of picture. Now you can imagine how many of the people that have bought that have been disappointed. Yes, sometimes I feel people shop some of these things online for the, I don't know, there's one effizy that, where did you get this? Oh, I ordered it online, you know. How did you get, oh, I ordered it online. Beyond, oh, I went to one shop at Equerria Road. Or, one lady that used to bring it to my office. You know, she's, I don't know why people do that. But in the end, sometimes they get satisfied. Sometimes they get really dissatisfied. Now, there's another factor that I forgot to mention earlier. Yeah, I mentioned the false advertising. I mentioned copy and paste images, overly edited product pictures, the dishonesty of the vendor. What about things like damage during production or logistics delivery? This is usually of no fault of the manufacturer or seller. Logistics companies, especially last-mile bike operators, have been known to treat merchandise shabbily, resulting in damage and making the product lose its original state. So, yeah, most likely the what I ordered versus got scenario would play out in some of these things. But when you even, when it's not any of these, and you know the person, you made contact with the person, you go to the person's shop, the person says, I can do it. And at the end of the day, you don't get the result that you desire. Is it your fault or is it the person's fault? David from Ahoda, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Thank you. So regarding this, what I ordered versus what I got, I think that the vendors don't usually tell the truth. The fact is, you know, so like you just mentioned a few minutes ago, a few seconds ago, that, you know, they invest a lot in adverts, in their photography and all that, and then at the end of the day, you know, deceive people. I once made an order for a pair of sneakers from Junior. They're looking very, very beautiful online and all that. And so I paid for it. And then when they delivered, I didn't even wear it for one day. I had to give it to a neighbor, you know, because I was sorely disappointed. The material was very cheap and all that, you know. And then some time ago to somebody somebody I'm close to wanted, you know, was going through some those online adverts, and she saw these clothes and, you know, she said she liked it. I was like, okay, how much is it? Say 10,000 naira. And it's fine. I was like, okay, let me support you, you know, make an order for it. She ordered, and then when she got it, I called her. I was like, have you got me? She said yes. How is it? Is it as fine as you said? It's like a clear case of what I ordered versus what I got. That it is very different. Even the texture and everything, you know, was quite different. And so the vendors are not usually very sincere. That's just the truth. They are not straightforward. They don't tell you. They don't present what, you know, or they don't have the quality of what they sell.
The quality of what they sell. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much. There's something I'd like to mention, but that will be mentioned after this commercial break. Just stay tuned to Ask for Nigeria Info.
We are back. This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to the conversation. There's something called, I'm trying to remember the name. Please, if you remember, help me. You don't have the product for sale, but you know where to get the product, all right? So what you do is post pictures of the product, and when someone orders, you add a percentage on the money, then you reach out to the person selling, pick up the product, and then drop shipping. Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you. And then you reach out to the person that sells, and you pick up and deliver. Oh, I once saw a very nice pink suit, fuchsia pink, very fine color. Oh my goodness. And the fella said she had it. I ordered it. It got to me in Port Harcourt. That was in 2020. Was it 2020 or 2021? By the time I wore it, first of all, the material was not suit material. They tried to imitate the style, and everything was utter rubbish. And then I reached out to the vendor. I said, is this what you sent to me, knowing who I am? You know, let me understand that. Let's say that, okay, maybe there are people that will buy it like this from you, but I did not tell you this was the call. I said, I wanted the original. You had it. You said yes. I made payment. I paid for delivery from another state. And then she said, oh, that to be honest, she didn't really have it. Her own had finished. So she asked her neighbor. So the neighbor sent to her, and she just for her. I said, so the neighbor sent to you, and you did not even bother opening it to confirm that this was what it was. And then she apologized, and she asked for how she can pick it up, and then she did a refund to me. So yes, things like that happen. But then again, the customers, they're the ones that cry at the end of the day. So how do we really bridge this gap? I mean, because people deserve to get what they paid for.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the sunny side in Nigeria Info FM. We're still talking the what I ordered versus what I got situations. And I asked, what I ordered versus what I got, is it a case of customer requesting to pay cheaper for the best quality, or the seller or artisan simply wanting to rip off the customer. Sometimes when some of these things are bought online, there's a fixed price. You can't haggle prices on that one. And then you say, ah, but the one that went to that site to go and buy, why didn't you go to the original site? Some people do not have the details of some of these things. Some people do not know that they are fake sites. Some people do not know that, this is a case of a drop shipping. Some people assume that they are buying original. And yes, I am not one of those persons that will just see something sampled for 300,000 and I want to pay 300,000. I want to ask questions around. I do not know the original price. I want to check with other vendors too to know that, okay. So if I see it for 300,000 naira on this site, I remember when I needed to buy a PS4, I had gone to a shop and they said at the shop it was for XYZ amount, 200 and something thousand naira. I had checked some other shops. I had asked people that had bought before and they told me the amount. I also went online and I saw similar amounts, okay? And then I saw some that were slightly cheaper. Now, between 260 to 70,000 and maybe 230, I even saw where it was priced for 400,000 naira and I knew that it was just the name. Somebody help me stop this. Sincere apologies about that, yeah. So, as I was saying, I knew that the people selling for 400,000 naira, they were just gonna, it's just the place they were selling it. You know, when you enter the place, there's a kind of AC that will touch your body, you know. So you were paying for the AC, you were paying for the ambience and all of those things. I settled for the cheaper option. And the cheaper option was online. And I understood why it was cheaper online. It was because they didn't need to pay for a shop. All right. And I knew that the PS had the slimmer version. It had the bigger version. It had the one of 1 terabyte. It had the one of 500 gig. Okay, so you see these things, those are were the factors that were influencing the price. So when I eventually settled online, I knew why. Yes, it was cheaper. And I understood why it was cheaper. So if I had paid for that amount, and then he got to me, and then it was clearly not. Would you come and tell me that, where did I go to where they were selling it for 400,000? Or where did I go to where they were selling it for 300,000? You can clearly tell when some people overly inflate their prices. Or you see this thing they're going to do during Black Friday where they tell you that there is 70% discount. And then they tell you the price was 400,000, 70% discount, and now bring it to maybe 200 and something thousand. And in the real sense of it, the price is actually 100 and something thousand. But because they want to act like they are doing Black Friday sales, they will now increase it to 400,000 and then tell you, you're still going to pay the original worth. So some of us that buy some of these things, we do not buy because we are oblivious of how much it is actually worth. We just want to make some decisions based on what we know that, you know, will benefit us. Now, when we make that decision, is it now our fault that you did not fulfill your end of the bargain? Somebody is distracting me here, but I overcome. But Chennai Hilma on Facebook says, this is an interesting discussion. One is embarrassed in such a situation. It is funny, but it is not all right. Destiny Mark says, well, for me, for not getting what was expected online, I will blame the buyer sometimes because they don't look at or read the refund policy the website has. If it's not okay by you, then you stay away from the product. I know this because I'm also an online vendor. Oh, hey, now, thank you for saying this. Why is it that some of you will say no refund policy? You tell the buyer to either pick something else, but you're not going to do a refund. Why? I mean, they should be able to refund. If you agree with them that what they got was not what you had promised you would give to them, you should be able to refund. Is it that you're refunding money or you're refunding the quality that you promised? But when you come out and say no refund policy, it already tells that maybe you have plans to cheat this person. I'm sorry, but that's my opinion. Setting prices depend on the vendors. I've had some people say they can get it cheaper, and I say you're not going to get mine cheaper. And it's okay if we are not for you. Uh-huh. Denise, nice to hear your voice. Benjamin, okay, nice to read from you as well. So let's just try to round off this conversation and let's make it a win-win for both the vendor or the artisan. But some artisans, let me be honest with you, some of onane they try. Mm-hmm. You guys are not trying. I mean, this lady, it was a carpenter. For most people, it's dresses. For some people, it's food. The food, you say that it will taste nice and it looks nice. When you now deliver it, it doesn't look like what you put out to look like. Then you say, okay, let's not look at how it looks. Let's taste it and see. And then you taste it and it doesn't even taste well. It doesn't. So let's say, okay, that this damage had been done, mistake or whatever it is that has happened. Let's assume it played out for you. The goods and services is obviously not a desirable outcome. It can be a lesson in processes and can give us a great opportunity to correct some existing gaps in our businesses and our marketing processes. The fact that some of the vendors or the artisans now get angry and then they block your number, and then when you try to call them out on social media, sometimes it's even hair. I've seen one nasty exchange between vendor. It was the hair she bought. And people in the comment section had to tell her that baby thing hair. You cannot get baby thing hair for this amount you bought it. When we look at the image she sent you, the image you saw and wanted to make purchase, and the hair that you bought, she was actually correct. You got what was worth the amount. This hair you are seeing here is picture and lightning and stretching and possibly creaming. If you go back and stretch this hair and cream this hair like it had been done in this image, then it will look like this. But if you say you want baby thing hair for 15,000 naira, yeah, you want siam. People had to come out, other vendors had to come out and say, the problem we have is that the vendor this or the vendor that. But you know the funny thing? I came to the conclusion that it wasn't the vendor's fault. Because she actually went to the vendor's house. She saw the hair. She tasted. Is it tested or tasted? She wore the hair. And she was okay with what she was getting. And she paid money. Now, she went out with the hair. It's only that the hair did not fit her face. She was expecting the hair to fit her face, like the face of the person that had worn the hair in the image. She came back to the vendor. The vendor said, okay, I think you did not handle this hair well. The vendor helped her to stretch the hair, put the hair in order, and then she wore it. And she was still okay. Only for her to come back and say, I don't like the hair, please. Sell it and give me back my money, or sell it and give me another hair. And the seller said, I'm sorry, I can't be the one to do the selling for you. We've done exchange, you have used it, I can't retrieve it. If you want to sell it, you would have to sell it yourself. And then the back and forth came up. And you see some vendors and some sellers, if you think you are mad, is it that the seller will tell you they are mad? Or the vendor with the buyer will say, me, my own is more than your own. So there are some steps to ensure that it doesn't happen again, or to ensure it doesn't even happen at all. If you have been lucky to avoid it so far, usually the disgruntled customer will reach out to you first before going ahead to broadcast the failure. So you have to try everything that you can to pacify the customer. And other reparations in form of a discount, a part refund, or a total replacement. Nigerian, for good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, a quick one. I know you're not enough.
Mm.
Now, it is important because I do online marketing business, right? So, and I have pay attention to your station where lawyers come to educate us on this entire, on how they can get back maybe what buyer, I mean, what the business owner do to them, like what they ask for and they don't get. I don't know if you have come across a food restaurant franchise in the US that displayed maybe burger or something.
Yeah.
And you know what? When they take the shots of the burger to the side, it comes with all the big meats, all the things that is sponsored that will catch your attention, that will make you to buy. So in US, this person saw it. And then they went to buy. What they got is different from what they saw on the picture. And they complained to the management. The management tried to use, of course, the management code language and all that. And they took the matter to court. And then that is how the company, you know, the franchise paid for the damages. And that is what happened there in the US. Now, we see things like that even in restaurants, in fast food, here in Port Harcourt or in Nigeria. We dare not take the matter to the next place when you go to your brother, one of the fast food, and the meat is small, the way it was presented on the picture is not how it is said or showcased. And the next thing, you buy grudgingly. With your money, you walk out and you just manage to eat it because you want to quench hunger or satisfy your taste buds and all that. Now, you see that the culture over there in the U.S. is different from how customers address things over there is different from how they address things over here. Yes, we see our businesses are not working because somebody said 10 years to resolve problems in the better neighborhood. We know that there are people who are started with the responsibilities of solving things like this here in Nigeria. We know them. But the truth is that we don't have such place, I mean, agencies running. If they do, trust me, both the sellers and the buyers, they will put things right. And I don't know how to explain it, but when you have good report, it falls on that person that you are trustworthy. And some people will see bad reports and they will still go there and patronize. That is why you see us come online to try because the system has broken. So the only way with what you are doing now is to bring down the business by coming to the comment session or we just start there. And then if you remember the tin tomato.
I remember the tin tomatoes case.
And you saw what the company did to the girl. In a developed country, that can never happen. You can't try that to that customer. You cannot try it. We are in Africa now. Why would they flock people inside of the station? Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Final caller is Bedford from Port Harcourt. Hi, Bedford. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon.
Yes. This topic is very, very important. It's good for us, all the callers, to educate the listeners. I'm a professional photographer.
Okay.
Sometimes some people call that they want your service. I'll ask them, I based in Lagos and Port Harcourt.
Okay.
So when you tell me where you're based, I would like to see you to show you my product for you to know what you're going for. So I was saying, I saw some things on Instagram. I said, leave Instagram things. We are all operating social media. It's good for me to show you what you are bargaining for, and you get idea of what you are going for. Because everybody wants to get jobs. Say, I'm doing this, I'm doing this for you. Without seeing it, you are not seeing the texture of maybe the photo book
or what you are going for.
You are seeing it on Instagram. Every picture is picture in Instagram. Now, when I meet you one-on-one, maybe in your house or in an eatery, I show you my product. And you have a certain information of what you are going for. If at the end of the day I want to deliver the job for you, I didn't deliver that one. You have every right to ask you if you're only responsible. But if you discover Instagram, you know what is on Instagram, I can show you A and B, B to you, which I'm not in that kind of person.
Okay.
However, I always insist, If I'm in Port Harcourt, I will send my boy. Go and show two doctors in this two dots. Let me see. Then maybe if you, maybe somebody come to pay you visit in your house and some my product. That one you can discuss.
Okay.
But you know, most of us want to I want to buy online. Some people buy online and what they saw on the page and what they're giving them is different. Because you are seeing something that is glittering, glossy. The way you are seeing it is that it's not like that. It also is good for us to know what we are going for as a customer and the seller.
Okay.
Be honest to the customer.
Be honest to the customer.
Everybody wants to make money. Some people put some, not in our own profession, some photographers will put pictures that on an Apple and snap on their page in Instagram.
Hmm.
Now, come and snap me that picture. They cannot snap that picture. So, you know, it's like this social media of the team makes many people, 80% of people, to live fake life.
All right, then.
For what they cannot deliver.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bedford. Fake life. May we not all fall prey to people living fake life and dishonest vendors and dishonest artisans.